Back now with Day to Day, and this just in from the Mortgage Bankers Association. Bah humbug. The national delinquency rate for mortgage payments is up, and the bankers aren't happy. Marketplace's Amy Scott is with us. Amy, what about this rise in delinquencies?
Well, bah humbug indeed. A big part of it is higher interest rates. The largest increase in delinquencies was among subprime borrowers with those adjustable rate mortgages. More than 13% of those homeowners missed payments between July and September. That's up from a little over 12% in the previous quarter. These are people who maybe otherwise couldn't get a mortgage, so they take out loans with those initially low teaser rates that then go up over time. And now that those rates are rising, people who may have already been stretched thin are finding it harder to make their payments.
And how about the slowdown in the housing market?
Well, that definitely plays into it. Even people with fixed interest rates are falling behind more often these days. Mike Fratantoni is a senior economist with the Mortgage Bankers Association. He says sluggish sales and falling home prices make it tougher for people to get out of mortgage trouble.
Someone, if they lose their job and they find they're unable to make their mortgage payment, during the boom we've had the past couple of years, it was much easier for them to sell the home, pay off the mortgage, and we never saw that as a delinquency in our statistics. Now that, in particularly in some areas of the country, that's more difficult given the deceleration of the market we've seen.
That scenario is fairly common in an area like the upper Midwest, where the manufacturing sector has been hard hit, and in parts of the South that are still recovering from last year's hurricanes. Mississippi had the highest delinquency rate overall, twice the national average. Louisiana wasn't far behind, so economic conditions are obviously a factor as well. But I should point out that even with delinquencies on the rise, the national rate is still at about the 20-year average. Delinquencies had fallen substantially during the housing boom, so economists don't seem all that concerned.
And now, what about mortgage applications now?
Well, yeah, I was going to say that they're on the rise. Last week, apparently, they rose to their highest level in a year. And that's partly because of all those people with adjustable rate mortgages refinancing to try to lock in lower long-term rates. And long-term mortgage rates have been falling lately, as have home prices in many areas. And that does seem to be getting some people back into the market. The Mortgage Bankers Association is predicting now that the housing market will be back on its feet by the middle of next year. And later today on Marketplace, we'll have another conversation from the corner office with Starbucks chairman Howard Schultz.
Well, he's worth listening to. Amy Scott, thank you. Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.